Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Random topics we'll get to in a moment. The last thing you bought if you had a lifetime supply, what would it be? First, though, this question via text from Lansing. Hey, guys, I know it's not Tuesday, but I need advice now. I just found out my girlfriend of 8 months. That's pretty new, but that's long enough to be very attached. Not only likes, but actually enjoys candy corn.
Oh, okay. No.
I am so disgusted. She is perfect in every other way, but this is a deal breaker. Do I stay with her and try to get used to it, or do I go? I am emotionally distraught.
Get it, man. My wife likes it, too.
I mean, I don't...
I've had to look past it.
We have a bowl on the counter.
Yeah. I used to enjoy it when I was a child and had a poor sense of taste.
Have y'all seen the purple candy corns?
What are you talking about?
Absolutely disgusting.
Is it like grape?
It's terrible. I had a little taco dinner with some friends the other night, and their dad's girlfriend brought over some, grape candy corn. That's exactly what it is.
What?
And the kids were so excited, and I thought, I hate candy corn, but you know what? I'll try it.
How old was the dad's girlfriend? Like 13?
Yeah.
No, that's she's weird. Like in her 80s, which also makes sense.
Oh, that explains it.
That does explain it, because when you're young, your sense of taste is stupid, and when it's old, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like you need. That's why old women always smell like way too much perfume, because their sense of smell is going. So
but the
they
kids
don't
loved
know.
It too. Yeah,
but that's because kids are stupid.
Yeah. Kids and the elderly, the olds.
Kids are idiots. So
it tasted like straight medicine, though.
The bookends of life.
It's gross. It's gross. Well, I'm sorry that guy is dealing with that. I think you stick it out, but you get the yellow and orange and white frosting on your member and then say, I got a candy corn for you.
That worked for you?
Well, I've never been with somebody who was really into candy corn. I haven't tried it this is only theoretical.
It helps if your wiener's shaped like a traffic cone.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
How exactly would you go about that? You're just going to melt the bag in the microwave and then stick it in there?
I said frosting.
Oh, frosting. Oh, they make candy corn frosting?
No.
I think you'd have to.
No. Jeez, do you listen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I do.
I hear words.
I am here.
I said, get white, orange, and yellow frosting.
Oh, I heard that.
And put it on your member and then tell her it's a big candy corn.
I heard that. I don't know why I just assumed that white, orange, and yellow frosting would immediately taste like candy corn taste. Because to me, orange frosting would be orange tasting, you know, like an orange, and yellow would be like a yellow flavor, like yellow.
I would not
mean banana.
Banana lot, lemon or something weird.
They might make candy corn flavored frosting. I wouldn't be surprised. There are just diabolical chemists in the food industry.
There are.
That come up with all kinds of dumb concoctions.
Yeah, but stick it out. Your girlfriend will always go for the trash candy and you get the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wait till she throws it in the bottom of her Mountain Dew so she can chew the Mountain Dew candy corn later.
Ugh. Yeah, and if the expectations for her are so low on candy, imagine how little you have to do to please her in life.
That's true.
That's true. Hot Wings, if you want a lifetime supply of the last thing you bought, what do you have a lifetime supply of?
20 amp outlets.
Oh, my gosh. That is exciting.
I'm wiring part of
pole
bar.
How many do you think you'll need for the rest of your life?
Well, beyond what I bought on Saturday? None.
So you already have a lifetime supply of them.
Yes, I
do too.
I bought like 16 of them.
I'll never need one.
You know, I'm putting aside like typical groceries and stuff like that.
Last thing you bought.
Okay, yeah.
This was literally the last thing I bought.
Groceries then.
All groceries?
Yeah.
What was the last thing? Grocery you swiped? Yeah.
I don't know. We did a pickup order. Ooh. Last thing we put in the fridge, I bet, was a gallon of milk.
Oh, lifetime supply of milk.
Yeah.
Because I get it all now.
I was avoiding all of the normal everyday purchases.
Okay, what would it be?
Like it would be Dan Campbell Motor City t-shirts. many do we need? Doesn't matter. We got as many as we would ever possibly need.
And so, well, I think you do have a lifetime supply because you only need the one.
Kelly?
I ordered Thai food last night for dinner.
Ooh.
But here's what I did. I went ahead and ordered enough to have lunch today. So I got their fresh spring rolls because it comes in a pack of two. And then I got the spiciest pad Thai I've ever had in my life. And then shrimp fried rice, also spicy. But if we were going for like the like thing I bought versus food, then it would be air conditioning vent covers.
Wow.
Oh, man. You can never have too many of those.
I wanted to refresh the ones in the floor.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. I bought ice cream since I bought that T-shirt.
Okay.
So ice cream.
That's pretty good.
That's now, great.
If you do last thing I paid for, I have a lifetime supply of airport parking going on right now. So that's pretty
nice.
Good. That, if you go the last item I bought, it's that sex toy Kelly recommended last week. That was the last thing I purchased.
Really?
Yeah.
Other than food, that's the last thing you bought. You got a whole week almost. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was last week.
Pretty
Monday.
Rare for me, yeah.
Wow, you're good. You're one of the few that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be online shopping, and then I'll cancel my order before you get to my house just because I was like, I was bored and clicked. I needed that. I didn't need that.
Yeah, that's rare for me to go that long. I'm excited. Maitland, what about you?
The last thing I actually bought was gas. But
that would be pretty good, I guess.
That would be great. That'd be amazing.
Until they outlaw it.
Yeah, but
fun things. My roommate and I went to a grocery store Friday night, just have some fun. And I bought my first Squishmallow.
You did.
I love Squishmallows.
It's a little candy corn with bat wings, and it's winking, and it's so cute. I'd go to war for that little thing.
Yeah. The kids love
Get her. Already, she likes candy corn.
You're already that attached to it.
If it's in a Squishmallow, I'm cool with it. They're
but you
so
like
soft.
I bet you like candy corn, don't you?
Corn.
See? Get her.
Oh,
gross,
boy.
Maitland.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
You guys can't hang out anymore.
I like it, too.
I remember you brought in a pizza with it on it.
Wasn't that great.
That was bad.
But that was terrible.
Yeah, but we fed it to JoJo.
He was like,
I'll eat it.
I don't see what the problem is.
Just pick the candy corn
it's
off
fine.
And eat that separate. What adult problem that you have or have dealt with were you not properly prepared for when you became an adult? I would answer most of them.
Oh boy. The first time that I was home alone and there was a diaper blowout. I was not prepared.
That's a good example.
I was not prepared for how to extricate the child without an extra pair of hands. Like, how do I get child from our bedroom upstairs to the easy to use tub without getting poo all over the kid's face or on the floor or something else?
Yeah.
Put him in a bag.
I was not prepared for that. I worked it out, but I had to sit there for a couple of, for a few seconds and like really kind of work those steps out in my head, like how that was going to function.
Yeah, especially since all they do is wiggle and move.
Yeah.
Isn't
that the truth?
Oh, like, man. Woo! Oh, that's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah, that would have been mine too.
Yeah.
I don't think anything can prepare you for that. That's one of those things where you can have somebody to describe it like, oh, yeah, it's this and this and this. You go, oh, that sounds bad. But until you're in that moment, you just go, oh, this is so much worse than I imagined.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
One thing I was never prepared for as an adult was getting an animal in a relationship and then losing that animal in a breakup.
Yeah, right.
Nobody prepared me for what that was like. Nobody.
Yeah.
That was really hard.
Mine's animal related too, but it's telling the kids the pet died.
Oh, that's terrible.
That you could say that for delivering any sort of bad news, but that one was especially. Maitland, what about you?
I think maybe dealing with bad neighbors. Because growing up,
what would you know about that?
Growing up, I always had really great neighbors, and then. When I moved in with Boris, we kind of lived pretty far apart, but still had pretty good neighbors. Granted, most of our neighbors is his family, so that worked out.
That helps.
But when I got my place up here and am currently dealing with just some really crappy neighbors, I don't know how to deal with it because I'm just like, why won't you just be normal?
Be normal or get out. And they won't do either, right?
I thought you either had really good neighbors or just neighbors that were just kind of there.
Just indifferent.
Yeah.
I think being like a young adult, something that nobody really prepared me for, we've talked about this on the show, is that last day of whether it's high school or college or whatever you did in that young adult time, those years that you had with people every single day, and then you move on from college or maybe that first post-school job, and you realize, oh my God, like this is what they call the real world suddenly.
Yes. I don't have friends that I made easily by being near them. And
that, so. Just because I walk into a room where I'm going to have lunch in the cafeteria and I could sit with like different people if I want to, like that's just not a thing anymore.
Right.
And nobody prepares you for how lonely that can feel, but also how normal it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was so
strange. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
From a school to Atlanta, Georgia, where I was for 10 years, those first couple months of like adjusting, I thought, and I graduated in December, so yeah,
in
January,
your case,
it wasn't like summertime,
surrounded by everyone, completely alone.
Yeah, I was
that's
like
a weird
totally
feeling.
New city that none of my friends had moved to yet, so it was crazy. Nobody prepares you for that.
Random
not
topic,
as, not as fun as moving to Council Bluffs, Iowa alone, though. I tell you that.
Had a few more options in Atlanta, yes, I did.
Much I don't know what it was. Now, neither Hot Wings or I are particularly good looking. Average Hot Wings, maybe
we're
a
fine.
Little better.
We're yeah. fine.
But when we moved to Council Bluffs, this is a city of like, I don't know, 100,000. There were no attractive people there. And that sounds like I'm being mean, but I mean, just aesthetically speaking only. There was no one. You wouldn't see anyone. You'd go, oh man, she's really hot. You wouldn't see a guy where you're like, man,
it pretty much
that,
never
that
happened.
Guy must have been the high school quarterback. It was so bad that one time I was at the grocery store and there was a woman who was about my age who was very pretty behind me. And I started to ask her where she was from and what she was doing in town. And I realized I'm going to look like a creep.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to drive across the river into Omaha to get a shot at
people. Don't believe us with that.
No,
let
it's
us tell
true.
You this.
It's true.
Let's give you another example of how this town. It's actually a lot better now. When I went back a few years ago,
it was a town that was just constantly dusty.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Hot Wings and I were eating lunch at this little sports bar, which at the time was the only nice place to eat downtown. And across the street, in a bank parking lot,
I forgot about this.
A bunch of barefoot kids. In the middle of a work day, got on top of a car and started jumping up and down on it. And someone had to come out and go, now get out of here.
Come on.
And then the kids went and ran away. They didn't really hiss, but it seemed like they did.
They might as
they
well.
They ran
have.
Away.
They were,
and we were
actual
just sitting in there going,
urchins.
What's happening?
And it seemed normal to most of the people around there.
No one was like, alarmed by the gang of shoeless kids bouncing out a banker's car.
I remember when I was a kid jumping up and down on my dad's car barefoot.
Sorry, I got incredibly distracted by Blake Lively's cleavage in the suite with Taylor Swift at the game. They just showed it on TV because that's the only thing they're talking about is Taylor Swift goes to a football game and now all of her celebrity friends come.
Yeah, now they all go together. Yeah.
Man, it's good that football's finally getting the exposure it needed.
It
it's really
is,
catching
isn't
on.
It?
Yeah.
I think people will finally get to understand and know who Travis Kelce is because before Taylor Swift, he was a nobody. Mm-hmm.
Just another tight end.
Just another. Just the same old, same old.
Okay. All right. Random question. I feel like I have to take one character out of this, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Who's the most annoying fictional character of all time?
Oh, boy. Ooh. I mean, it's hard not to make a case for Jar Jar Binks.
That's the one that I thought I should probably take Jar Jar Binks out because it's so the obvious one.
Oh, I know. I have it.
I think I do too.
Marie from Breaking Bad.
Dude, you were going to say that.
Minerals. Just didn't
the minerals,
really,
Marie.
Just didn't really bring anything. And just wore purple all the time. Never really understood that character.
Eventually, she did.
A little.
Like, she,
more.
A lot of emotion.
Yeah.
I found that the Kendall guy on Succession was my least favorite character of time. I started to think of, like, animated characters when you said this at first, and then when you started bringing up, like, TV shows with people in them, I thought, oh, that applies. And Kendall, I hated him on that show.
Really awful. Really
like, I'm
broken,
sure he's a
awful
great person,
dude.
But that character and that character development, whoever wrote that, they must have just wanted him to be the worst.
Yeah. just a miserable lost kid. Oh. Yeah, lost man baby.
He didn't have many redeeming qualities about him.
No. And every time it seemed like he was going to get one, they would wait about 3 seconds in the script and reveal that he was just doing it because it's what he was programmed to do, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, like, see, what about you?
Even the scenes when he would act like he was concerned about his kids and things like that.
It was always just so he could stick it to his wife or be selfish. Yeah.
You didn't believe it.
God, I don't know.
That one's a good one. Marie from Breaking Bad.
There's so many.
I never hated Marie, but she was annoying.
She was annoying. Well, Skyler was annoying, too, for a lot of it.
I always felt like, this is a whole deep dive, but I always felt like Skyler got a bad rap from people who watched that.
A little bit.
Like, her husband's lying to her and running a meth kingdom.
He's a meth kingpin.
And you guys are annoyed at her because she's nagging him?
I don't know. I think
nagging's fine in that case. I think it's pretty justified.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I would put Urkel on the list as just a whole character. I know, like, a lot of America loved that. That's why that show was successful. But I found that whole character to be so grating. But I watched like 2 episodes because I couldn't handle it. I hate this character.
Pee Wee Herman for me. Pee Wee Herman. He creeped me out as a kid.
I can see that.
Yeah.
People treated him like he was a national treasure, and as kids, you should have loved him. And I thought, ugh. And even when he died, I was like, I just never got the ick from him. But as older generations were talking about, like, oh no, he was funny and this and that. Like, I think my generation just, ugh.
Ugh. I tell you who I always hated and I always found annoying. And even now, even though it's been off the air for years, Ross on Friends sucks.
That
guy sucks.
No redeeming qualities.
No redeeming qualities.
Really, no.
He's a butthole. He's whiny. He's entitled. He has a boring job. He has cool friends and he has no reason for them to like them. He sucks.
And see, I always thought Chandler sucked. Actually, I think all three of the guys in Friends suck. All of them. Joey is like super dumb and full of himself.
Yeah.
Chandler is a cokehead. And even though, well, behind the scenes for real, but then in the show, he just seemed to always be the one that was like, come on, let's do everything I want to do. And then Ross just came off like real sad and pathetic. Yeah.
Ross got
so many hot girlfriends, though. Man, he must have been packing a hog.
Yeah. Didn't he almost marry Jennifer Aniston? And then she left him at the altar?
He did marry Jennifer Aniston.
In the show?
I thought that she left him at the altar.
No, they got married.
No, he accidentally said Rachel's name to his wedding to the British lady.
Yeah, and
then
she left.
Oh, that's it.
So.
But then Rachel got off the plane.
The more I rewatch that show, the less I like it. Isn't that terrible?
It's terribly unfunny now.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of it. Yeah, it just gets dated a little bit and sensibilities change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one I'm going to give you a chance to think about.
Okay.
What album from your childhood would you recommend for a 13-year-old to listen to now? Mm-hmm. So, Howie, don't say Two Live Crew. I know you're pretty into that. That's in the next segment.
Wow.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.